today, the Torah, Rabbi Avraham Moshe Lampin.
Shis kol akula kudish zei. Sasha yeshna poi, sasha nani poi. Those who were here and those who were there. I was asked by a few moistis here in town to discuss this year's Purim. The concern of the children mainly is with the restrictions of the government, not allowing to be like gatherings. The social distance. How can we enjoy Purim? They call me on the milk floats in the street, the music, the dancing, the ganze Purim, a schwache Purim. All the restrictions, you're not allowed to make all these tanzen in the gasse. Where's the Purim? So I spoke to various moisters. I won't be marich what I said there. The point, bekitze, da'ilach kibbe b'remise. The point was that Purim is a heilige Yom Tov, and Be'emes Naram Purim is a pnimistik Yom Tov, which we'll soon discuss. And it's all very good that we have the simcha chitzoni, the dressing up, and the music, and the dancing, and the shikering. It's all very good, very, very fine. But many times, the chitzoni is, we have the rule, chitzoni is moire pnimis. A person dances with the chitzonius, with the starkheit, it's moiris primis. There's also a concept of chitzonius distracting the primis. If you look too much at the chitzonius, you forget about the primis. You're distracted. You forget to focus on the ikke primis, the yontif of Purim, because you're distracted with the chitzonius all around and around. The music, the dancing, the freilichkeit, the trask, the meshagasen, you get distracted from the primis, the yontif. So I said with Ariches, I put it down in a manner that children should try to understand it. And the kid it was that forget. We don't have the distractions this year, which Chas v'Shalom I'm not making a Chmachas Shavek, it's a Heilige Zach, and I'm sure the help. We shouldn't have any need for this restrictions. But if Hashem brought us to Azar Matzah, we should look at the Matzah with a eye and toive, and we should utilize it for a good manner. Meaning that okay, this year we don't have distractions, we can focus on the pnimis of the Antif. We know the Zohar Kudish says, as Yom Kippurim, the Yom HaKudish, the holiest day in the year, Yom Kippurim is a day like Purim. So if Yom Kippur is a mushla for Purim, Yom a day Kippurim like Purim, how heilig is Purim? I saw this morning, interesting, Mishneh Brira brings down from the Pri Megudim, interesting halucha. We find the Stira in Rambam. The Rambam paskins the mitzvah sriches kavuna. If somebody blows shoife, and he hasn't got kavuna to be mekayim mitzvah tkiya shoife, there's no yoitze, mitzvah sriches kavuna. Vus vet zaan, if somebody will eat a kezayis matzah without kavuna to be mekayim mitzvah matzah, paskin the Rambam, you are yoitze. You paskin the Rambam. What's the difference? Why tkiya shoife paskin the Rambam mitzvah sriches kavuna and kezayis matzah not? Many Rishonim hold, you always have to have kavuna. Saibak, shoifa, saibak matzah. What's the opinion of the Rambam? Why does the Rambam hold that matzah is different than shoifa? Says the Rambam, pshat in the Rambam. Because matzah you have anua, shekaine hene. You have anua. If you have anua, without kavuna, like the anua compensates the kavuna, which in itself is a big chiddush. And I'm sure here in Turaway you've had the years some Rabbunim giving truth in this Rambam. It's an interesting Rambam. But the Rambam says, I want a concept. The person has anua from a mitzvah, anua kashmi. He takes in the mitzvah into his physical body, and has mamash anua gashmi, then there's no need to have kavuna. It overtakes the whole body, the whole person, with kavuna, with anua, the enjoyment, there's no need to have kavuna. Also ich steigt in Rambam. Klärt daran de prima gudim, was wird sein, if someone will lead Sidus Purim, at essen Hummertaschen, in Kreplech, and enjoy himself and drink wine, be mekayim chayiv inish lemesibu imperia. Ad lo yuda. He won't take anything. Lo yuda. Et gudish trachten. Et no essen and trinken is a frei imperium. Is he mekayim the mitzvah? Und du sehst mitzvahs kavuna. On one hand, mitzvahs kavuna. On the other hand, the Rambam paskin shekayne hene. If you have a physical handuwa, you mekayim mitzvah without kavuna. So, hat er nur gehabt, der größte five course sinus birim. So, the Chorat Ranu Gehat, so bitte Zeit Schiris Karuna. Says Prima Gude, Mr. Prima Gude, ich bin damals nicht. Why? Matze, the Eitze Machilis Matze is the Mitzvah. Is that a Kusiv? Achilis Matze is the Mitzvah. Here, the main focus of Pirim is not the eating and drinking. The eating and drinking is the Amtsui, it's the Hachatemtze, how the person should become happy and think about the Pirim, and thank Hashem, and remind him of Zeichel and Nes. So it's not a matua, it's not a goal, it's a means. The whole scene is a means to come to the hagua, to zechira. So Kenazik told, although mitzvahs matzah, the reise, you may kaivi without kavod loten Rambam, and mitzvahs pirim the rabunon, you eat, you drink, keine henne, she keine henne can't compensate the mitzvahs katziris kavuna, because the whole object of sinis pirim is only, it's a means to come to think about the nes. So we see how chushim it is to focus on the meaning of Pirim, and the Zeichel-Ness of Pirim, to remind us how the Seder of Achashverosh, how Esther Malki made the Seder, and that the Ness that happened by my Motche Ve'Esther, that's the Kavun, is so important. So if we have a Matzah this year, where we have less distractions, and we're more with the family, I might even say less Spielers, I don't know if that's a Mahler, I don't know, depends how you look at it, depends for who, I don't know, but you have less distractions, so you're meant to focus on the kavuna of Yom Pirim, Yom Kippirim. There's another thing that the boy, the children, maybe even the adults, think about this year. Pirim, Erev Shabbos, Yotze Tzazan. Pirim, middle of the Vach, Yom Choyl, we have the Erev Pirim, the Motzah Pirim, the whole Pirim, it's a Pirim. Pirim, Erev Shabbos, want to be Elch Yidin. And Erev Shabbos is a time for Achun of Shabbos, of telling the Blech, in the castle, in all the Zangreit, and we get to Mikvah on Far Shabbos. It's a Shabbos Kodesh. You can't stop good coming to Shabbos Kodesh. So the Lucha is, says the Remu, although Pia Lucha, we take on normally, they're allowed to have a Seder till the beginning of Shua Asiris, about 3 o'clock. But on Pirim, it's been harder to wash before Chatzos. We try to make them the Seder to finish early enough to have the peace of mind after the Seder's Pirim, the Vesibah Bebeye, to have the peace of mind to be able to come to Shabbos with our Yishev Adas and Achuvas Adas. So we think, Pirim Tovshi Payalef and Zan Yotze Tzazan. Erev Shabbos, Yotze Tzazan. We're Elchiyin. And the thing I want to speak about this morning is Haket. Pirim Erev Shabbos, it is Yotze Tzazan. There couldn't be a better time when to have Pirim than Erev Shabbos. And I'll explain why. We mentioned before, Pirim Yom Kippirim, that the day of Pirim, Yom Kippur is like Pirim. We find the interesting concept, Sai Yom Kippur and Sai Pirim. Let's try to discuss it and think about it. The highest avoider on Yom Kippur was when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with Ktoires. Ktoires is a smell. It's Besumim. So we see Yom Kippur connected to the Indian of Besumim. We find also on Pirim, the Gemara asks, Mordchem and HaToyre Menayin, where is Mordchem and Rimmers in the Toyre? And for the Gemara we find next week Sedra, by the Besumim of the Shemen HaMishru, Moir de Royer, which is the Besumim, says the Targum, Muradachia. Muradachia is Moltke. What's the name of Esther Malke? Hadassu, he Esther. Esther is called Hadassu, Hadassim. So again, we see, even on Pirim, the Indian of the Besumim, the smell of the Besumim. We find Yom Kippur, the biggest avoid is the smell, the Toires, which is the Besumim, the biggest, vaulting smell, brought in the Chatsha Kudushim, and put into the highest place in the world, the Machta of the Besumim. And we find Pirim, Mordechai is called Mordechoir, Muradachi is Besumim, Esther is called Hadassah, which is, what's the idea of the sense of smell? Why does smell is a remez of Yom Kippur, and why is smell a remez of Pirim? What's Pirim? The Gemara tells us in Masechtes Shabbos, Daf Peiches, B'shas Matan Teure, it was Kufa Layim Har Kegigis. The Yidin, at the end of the day, although they said Nasav Lishma, they were forced. They were forced. Like a father says to his child, which yeshiva do you want to go? And the father makes sure he should answer the right answer, and if his child tries to go say something else, he says, no, don't you think this is better? And the child has got an option, has said, yes, Tati, I want Nasav Nishma, Kuvan of Hakigikis. At the end of the day, it was forced. However, you know, Pshat, Toys Astakash, it's a steer, but at the end of the day, it was forced. It was forced to become a Torah. So if you're forced, failed up is Dahava, it's failed the real roots. It's missing feeling. So when would the Mekabel Torah with a have, with love, with will, with full will? Huda kibli b'mayach ha-shvayres, sh'neima kimi v'kibli ha-yehidim, alayim v'yalzarem, v'kor nilvim alayim v'lo yavor. Kimi ma sh'kibli kvar. Pire the Mekabel Torah me'ahave sanes. The Torah has got two parts in it. The Torah is what you do, and what you don't do. Remach mitzvah eser, shesur loisus. A child gets a little older, the father says, Yankele, today it's Shabbos, we don't touch mikzah. It's a little older, goes to shul, says, Yankele, we don't speak by davening, we don't speak by kaddish, we don't speak by chazos hashatz, we answer umay, we put on tefillin, we eat kosher. What we do, what we don't do, the Torah that can be explained with speech. There's a part of Torah that can be given over to our children through speech, through Torah, through learning, words. There is a Chaylik HaTorah, which is even greater and bigger than the Chaylik of what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And that can't be given over with speech. That's the feeling of Yiddishkeit. The feeling of Yiddishkeit. Something that we experience with our feeling, that perhaps we experience it in Chushev, like Yom Kippur, Shabbos, and we experience where we had the schist to speak to our Zayde, and we felt something, a feeling with Yiddishkeit, we had the experience to speak to a Talmud Chochem, to a Rosh Hashiva, to a close person who was close to us, who had the Yiddishkeit feeling, and this feeling doesn't go over by words. There's a part of Yiddishkeit, which is the bigger part of Yiddishkeit. That's called feeling, the hargusha, the hergish of a harvest Hashem, and yiras Hashem, this kavus lakudish buchi, a feeling of enjoying the avoidance of Hashem's buch, a feeling of closeness to lakudish buchi, a fully feeling of a minna betochem. This is something you can't say it by a shia, you can't say it out, it's a feeling. So what do we find in the world, something similar? We find speech. Speech is giving over with speech. Then we find, I've had a whole nice cake. Somebody tells me, no, it's a wonderful cake, and it's very expensive, and it has the ingredients. But tell me, is the cake good? You tell me, yes, it's very good. Speech doesn't help. What's help? You take your nose, and you smell it. You smell it, oh, so it means something. And you taste it, then you know the truth. The smelling and taste symbolizes the union of Avodas Hashem's book of Torah, of mitzvahs, that it can't be given over with speech. It can only be given over by experiencing it yourself. And it can't be given over. It cannot be given over with the beer. That's the chisha rayach, and that's the chisha of te'ime. A mother will try to persuade the child to eat some food. All the explanations in the world won't help until she persuades him to taste it. And when he tastes it, then he knows it's good. Pirim, kiyom kepirim. Yom Kippur is a day when we start off Yom Kippur, we say, Aldas, Avukim, Unimatirim, Les Palim, Avaryunim. Even Yidin who are Avaryunim, or Fav Makudish Buruchi, the day of Yom Kippur has something special. A special koyach to be Ma'urim, Nishmas Yisroel, to have this feeling of belonging to Klal Yisroel, the belonging of the Keisha, of the Doiris, whoever. And the Yid feels connected to Makudish Buruchi on Yom Kippur. And that's why the Remes, of the avoidance of Yepirim to take in the Ktoires and the Kotcha Kedushim. Because Ktoires is smell. Ktoires is Reich. Eisen Duvish Hanushuma Kliba Reise Reich. Smell symbolizes the Neshuma of a Yid. And it's brought into the Kotcha Kedushim. On this day, Klaus Ruh, they smell the Kotcha Kedushim. They smell Yiddishkeit. They smell some feeling of Yiddishkeit. This is Kippur. And if we say that Yom Kippirim is Kippirim, is Purim is like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also, even nowadays, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. It's the minik to smell besomim on Yom Kippur, to be mashlim the Maya Bruchas. We can't eat, so the minik to go around in shul with besomim, to make a brucha, bring me the besomim. Why? To be mashlim Maya Bruchas. But then it's got a remus. To remind Yidin, today is a day where we remind ourselves of the Rayach HaKoydash, the Rayach of the Neshoma, the Rayach of the feeling of the Neshoma. And Yom Kippur and Purim is even more than Yom Kippur. Not only do we smell Mordechai HaTzadik and Hadassah Ziyesta HaMalke, we actually eat a cedar. Chayiv Vinish Lemesimim HaPeryeh. A person should become so overtaken with the cedar's Purim. Ad la Yuda by Nuruhum Lemuruch Mordechai. It shouldn't be a guy to say to eat Dus Vegmanyo, Dus Tumanish, Ura Humon. He said to somebody, this is not okay, this is okay. It should be so mavisim, his feeling himself should tell him what's right and what's wrong. There shouldn't be a need to tell the person, Ura Humon, Humon is Ura, Murech Motre, do this, don't do that. That's only till you have the feeling of smell, till you have the sense of taste. Why? Because Purim was the day when the Eden was zoicha to it. They were zoicha to harvest on this. B'shas Matan Torah, it was bekvir. They were forced. Kufa laim hakegis. Purim, they were zoicha. I will soon see how and why. To smell the Rayach HaKoydash of Mordechai HaTzadik Mordechoir. And to smell the Rayach HaKoydash of Hadassah Ziyester. They smelt Yiddishkeit. They have the feeling of Yiddishkeit. Kimi v'kimle Yidim. Alayim v'al Zarom. That's a skiller. That's the way how you mechanech. True chinuch is not only by saying what yes or what not. True chinuch is when the child can feel it. It's a feeling through Siyata Nishmaya, through Tulut HaKodesh Baruch Hu, through trying to yourself to be better by that causing an environment and an experience in the house where the children can feel Yiddishkeit. Kim mi vikim laim alayim v'al zarom v'al kol am nilvim alayim. Somebody, everybody who comes with us, nilvim means what's up like light, what's up like nilvim of English. A company. People who accompany me. I don't speak to them. They just accompany me. They feel my hashruah. They feel my environment. They feel my... There's a feeling around me. They feel the Yiddishkeit. You're next to a tzaddik. You feel the Yiddishkeit. You feel the Yiddish Shemayim. You feel the sense of Heiligkeit, of Kedusha. That's kimi yikim laim al zarav kalim laim lo yavoy. This is the real avtocha, how the Torah can stay for our generations. We say for a child, dus yon, dus nish, dus tumanish. He feels like restricted. When it comes to the sioinus, he can't cope. How can we be sure that the Torah will carry on to our generations? If we manage to give over, to the kedusha of the Yom Tovim, the union of the Rayach HaKodesh, the smell of Yiddishkeit, the smell of Mordechai HaTzadik, the smell of Esther HaMalke, the Teima, the food, the Meramez on the Teima, the tasting Yiddishkeit, Chayin Inish, Levesilim Imperium. A person's got a koyach, because the Yidden then, when we come to Torah Mahavas Anes, every year when Purim comes, it's a Siyata Nishmaya from Kodesh Baruch Hu, through Sidus Purim, and through doing the mitzvahs of Purim, to bring a Rayach HaKodesh, a taste of Yerushalayim, the Messiah Adlo Yehuda, there shouldn't be necessary to know, to be able to say, this is bitter, this is Usa, Ura Homer, don't do this, this is Ura Homer, this belongs to Buch Motre. No, they should have a feeling, they themselves should want to do that. They should feel the feeling, it's not Kedai to go into Ura Homer place, because it takes away the Buch Motre, I feel different. Shoshanas Yaakov, Kalisruel, Tzahol of a Sumaychu. They were so happy with Simcha. Beruysom Yaachat Chaylis Mordechai, by seeing Mordechai Tzadik, just seeing Chaylis Mordechai, Mordechai, Muradachia. They were by Simcha, they saw Mordechai Tzadik's message to Kalisruel, they became the Simcha, they saw it's worthwhile to be a Yid. Kim the Kim Yahidim. Chiyusam, Uyisun, Leitzach. This is a tikva, a hope that you carry on all generations. If Torah is only kept by a guidebook, do this, don't do that, then it's very difficult to hope and to have hope that will be b'chol doir v'doir. If we're zoiche b'siata d'shmaya to be able to give over to our children and to those who accompany us, it's a feeling of Yiddishkeit. They can't be given over with speech. It can't be given over with words. It comes over with a feeling, which you can't explain. The rayach, a smell, in a sense of taste. Then we're zoicha to be able to give over the kof for our children. How does that happen? So We have Yom Tov, we have Yom Kippur, we have Purim. But Lebais, how can we ever, how can he give over this? How can he have this koyach to give over to his children a feeling which can't be over with speech? How do you do it? So I want to be Adon Gvalti in the kid. We find Megillus Esther, B'yoyim HaShvi'i K'toyv Leif HaMelech B'yoyin. Seventh day, and the king was Toyv Leif HaMelech B'yoyin, drinking wine, and he became shaken. Chet Gemura, B'yoyim HaShvi'i, Daf Yoyim HaShvi'i. Says Gemura, it means Shabbos. Yoyim HaShvi'i means Shabbos. If you have a look in the Megillus Esther with Rashi, there's quite little Rashi. Weinig Rashi, not much Rashi. A few Rashis. A mental Rashi says, Chazal Rashi, what the Dashin. Rashi didn't even say, Rashi says, look at the Gemura. The Gemura says Pshat here. But on this Pusik, Rashi says, this means Shabbos. It was Shabbos. So the Vilna Gaon has got a Pshat on the Megillus Esther. But they're Pshat, but they're Remes, but they're Drish, but they're Sot. Four ways he explains the Torah, the Megillah, in higher levels or higher levels. But they're Pshat. When he speaks in Pshat, not in Remes, not in Remes, when he speaks in Pshat, he says, what does it mean? What's so important to know that Yom HaShvi'i means Shabbos? What's the connection with Shabbos here? Says the Vilna Gaon. In this parish of Pshat on the Megillah, he brings from the Zoya. Whenever it says Melech in the Megillah, Melech Stam, it means the Eibishter. B'yoyim HaShvi'i, the seventh day of Shabbos, K'toyv Leiv HaMelech, Hashem K'v'yuchel, has got a good heart, he joys, B'yoyim, the Yayin, the Eden make Kiddush on Shabbos. The seed is Shabbos. Hashem enjoys the way the Eden heat Shabbos, God Shabbos, he had the Sunnis Shabbos, as the Gemara says, also Megillah Daf Yud Beis. That somehow triggered off the beginning of the whole Ness. Why? Why did Shabbos Kodesh, Seder Shabbos, bring the whole Mekoyer, the roots of the Ness of Purim? I've once told you before, the B'nai Sosran brings the name of his Mechitten, the Reb Heschel is a Rechoyve. Shabbos, 702, yeah? Gematria, Shabbos 702. Gematria, Ahava b'chol life, Ahava b'chol nefesh, Ahava b'chol moed. Work it out later. Ahava b'chol life, Ahava with the full heart, Ahava b'chol nefesh, Ahava b'chol moed, Gematria, Shabbos 702. Shabbos is a cipher called Cipher Achayim. This cipher. Cipher Achayim was a brother of the Maral in Prague. It's called Abchayim ben Bezal. He lived in Krakow in the times of the Heilige Ramu. He was a good friend of the Ramu. And when the Ramu used to leave Krakow, he used to be the Malam Mokim Tepaskin Neshalas in Krakow. So he was a Chav of the Heilige Ramu. And he was Zoyche to be a Gvaltik Tzadik. He was Zoyche to have Gilil Yui. Once the Ramu came and listened to his learning, he listened to his learning, and he heard two voices. He comes to the door and he says, oh, hello, Abchayim. I heard two voices. He says, yeah, it was Eliyahu HaNavi came to learn with me. Why did it come to me? So the Rebbe answered, because I don't come to those who go with wide arbal, wide sleeves. If you've seen these pictures of Chacham Avadi Yosef, the Rabbunim go with wide sleeves, right? So sometimes the Rabbunim have wide sleeves, they haven't got the right anuva. That was the word. The Rebbe was the Heilige Rebbe, but he was wearing wide sleeves. He was wearing a roof. This Abchaim was like a more ishtsonua, a secret person. It was Zohar at the Gil Eliyui. So just to put you a bit into who was this Abchaim, the brother of the Brown of Prague. The Abter Ruf made sure to print the cipher of the cipher Achaim. He had to learn this cipher, it's mamish, gewaltige cipher, brings here a Shemaim, the Abter Ruf, the Talmud of Rebbe Rav Meilech. So the Cipher Achaim writes a gewaltige Sach. We underestimate our feelings. The Cipher Achaim says, every single Yid, when Shabbos comes in, Kisa Shabbos, is zoich to have a feeling of Beniche, the Simche, a Shalvas, a Nefesh, a Simche. It's brought in Rashi, in Vechtas Baye. The Shumi Yisayra means a good feeling when you have Friday night. That says the Rashi, in Vechtas Baye. But he says, in Gewaltig Lulush, he says, every Yid experiences Simche Yisayra, Shenoifel Ulov, Belimes Chavn, without intention, he feels Shabbos, miyad b'achnusus ha-Shabbos, the line Shabbos. What is that? He says, that is an experience of the Neshama. It's Nevi'ah. Every single Yid can be zoicha to have the feeling of true Ahavas Hashem if it gives a chashivas to this feeling of Knisus ha-Shabbos. And that's the pshat where we say, L'chu doidi kam aibishte, likras kalu, tekal yisrul, p'nai Shabbos nekabla. We go to the mekabla the Shabbos. He gives a mushel. Like somebody else who was born in a faraway Medina, faraway country, and he came to live in a different country, and then he was far away, he was living far from his native country, and suddenly once he sees a friend from his old place where he lived. Now it's a small world, it's schwer to explain it, but once upon a time it was a big world. He was born in Morocco and he was now in America. He never saw any Moroccan Eid. And all of a sudden he sees a Sfarmshan Moroccan Eid, came to America, ah, Shalom Aleichem, he kisses him, he falls to him. He meets somebody from his native. The same thing, Klal Yisrael have neshumas that comes from Lamala, from Shemayim. And we're here in a goof, in a physical body, full of Gashmias. And Erev Shabbos comes in, every year experience a feeling, that feeling that we feel. We might think, yeah, it's nothing. We went to mikvah, we put on a big Shabbos. That's why we feel different, different food at the table. No, it's a rochdistike, nevia that comes to every single year, he says, to experience like Mahmoud Har Sinai, he says, to bring to us, we should have the feeling of Shabbos Purach. That's why we find the Gemara says, Shabbos is called like a tavlin. The Kaiser, the King, asked of Shiva Hanania, how can it be that you're the Mechurim of Shabbos, they smell so nicely, they taste so good. So he answered, we have a special tavlin, a special spice, it's called Shabbos. He thought he means a special spice called Shabbos. There's a spice called Shabbos, the Mishnah Oitz, at least, a spice called Shabbos. So, but he didn't start, he said, no, I mean Shabbos, if you go on Shabbos. If you go on Shabbos, it's like a spice, it's like a smell, it's like a taste. Shabbos is a taste of Yiddishkeit. That's why Shabbos is Shkili Kirei Kotor Kile. Why? Because if a person gives a chashivas to the feeling that Hashem sends him on Shabbos, especially on Knesset Shabbos, that makes him experience Yiddishkeit. So we all have a dose, a vaccination, a dose, right, of Shabbos Kodesh. Besides all this vaccination being discussed nowadays, we have a Torah like vaccination. A vaccination of Shabbos Kodesh is a vaccination of a Nevi'ah. A vaccination of the Eibishter's Heilige Kedisha. We feel the Kedisha of Shabbos. We feel our Neshama. We feel Hashem. And when we stand Friday night, the whole of Klal Yisrael, Sfardim, Ashkenazim, Yekes, whoever you want, they all sing the same Nigin of Lechu, Doidi, Likras, Kalu, Penai, Shabbos, Nekablu. And we turn out, Boi, Meshul, Ateras, Bala. What more can we do to become awakened, that Shabbos is coming with so many chatzoyristic physical massim to remind us that now we're experiencing a levia, and we sing, and we turn around to be mekabel Shabbos. This is Shabbos. This is the tavlin. This is the spice. So remind me, Klal Yisrael put their mind to the Shabbos. That awakened their neshama. Then they listened to Motchat Tzadik, and that brought them to the Ness of Pirim of Kibbe Vekibli. It all started with the Shabbos Kodesh, which a person experiences a small or a big dosage of the Shabbos Kodesh, the feeling of Torah, the feeling of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the feeling of mitzvahs, the simcha, the oinek, that's geschmack to be a yid. Oinek Shabbos. It's not a Shabbos, lama tes meluchas, it's a day of the worst day of the week. We can't even do any melucha. Forget, it's the nicest day in the week. It's oinek Shabbos. It teaches a person the concept that Torah is not a restriction. Torah is a geschmack. Torah's experience of Yerushalayim, of Neshama. It's a glick, it's a simcha. When Maile, through that they came to listen to Motcha, and they smelled Motcha, they smelled Hadassim, and there was Oichet to have Sanes, Kim Vikim Lahidim. When Maile, Alayim, Valzarom, we can give over our children. If that's the Pshat and Pirim, what better day than we could be the Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, the day of Kabul Shabbos. We make a Sinus Pirim in the morning, before Chatzos. And we eat machulam of pirim, and we think about the kavuna of the taste and of the smell of Yiddishkeit, and we besimcha, and then we go to mekabel Shabbos. It's mamash a hemshech. How bad can it be that from a pirim continue to the Shabbos Kodesh, and there is noch name as kibim vekim liayidim alayim v'alzayim v'lo Yosef to bezoichet to hemshech adoyres, to bezoichet to simcha and to teure, to have shalom itself na lechtig and freilich listig in pirim a freilich Shabbos Kodesh naches fin de kinder mit alle gitte bruches.